Good morning. In February of 2001, in response to what was considered to be an overly burdensome waterfall methodology, 17 thought leaders got together in Utah and gave birth to the Agile Manifesto. And since that time, we've seen CIOs adopting Agile methods across their business project portfolios. And some studies have shown that Agile adoption rates are over 50% in IT shops. Deloitte Consulting recently published a paper demonstrating that 80% of all federal projects are now considered Agile or iterative. In parallel to this adoption, what we've seen is a significant reduction in the size of contracts associated with programs that are being implemented. And as a corollary, we've seen a corresponding increase in the number of contracts that are being generated by companies. So what is it about Agile that's precipitating this change? Well, one, you know, companies by their nature are risk averse to big IT projects. We're all aware of the cost overruns that can come from a big IT project. And as a result, companies often want to take these big programs on a risk-sharing basis or a fixed price basis. And two, Agile as a set of methods or a methodology is not really conducive to a fixed price contract. They're much more geared toward time and materials contracts. So this has been a really difficult code for companies to crack, which is how, in fact, to take on large scale Agile programs. Now, why is this a problem? Well, for one, companies have not been able to necessarily realize the full value of Agile on these big programs because of the inability itself to get a contract done. Two, where companies are applying Agile to these large programs, the fact that they're doing it on a small contract basis that are all time and materials essentially puts the full burden of risk on the customer or the client. And third, because there are so many small contracts of small values, customers are limited in their ability to generate pricing leverage associated with bigger deals. So in effect, customers are assuming all of the risks and realizing very few benefits associated with pricing in return. We set out to do three things. One is to understand what are the methods and techniques that are required to execute Agile at scale successfully. Two, what are the risks associated with those techniques and how can those risks effectively be mitigated or treated? And then three, how do we codify the mitigations of these risks into contracts so that the sharing of risk is appropriate between both parties?